Rashid, misguided sects, that Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the Ahlul Bayt did not have love, unity, and good regards for one another. Today, according to the incidents that we will provide, we will understand how much of love, how much of unity, how much of respect they had for one another. Our definition first, and we should understand this definition of Ahlul Bayt. What is the Ahlul Bayt? Who are the Ahlul Bayt? We understand that Ahlul Bayt in Arabic literally translates as the people of the house. However, Ahlul Bayt are those family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is connected to him, and his family members consist of, number one, are the wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consist of the Ahlul Bayt. Thereafter, the children of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam consist of the Ahlul Bayt, and thereafter all the close relatives of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are Ahlul Bayt, like his uncles and his aunts and his cousins and his close relatives. They all fall under Ahlul Bayt. Now when we understand that this is the definition of Ahlul Bayt, and now from the incidents and the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, we will understand how much of unity they had, how much of love and respect and regard, very high regard they had for one another. More especially the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Khulafai Rashideen, having love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and affording in them that respect and that honor, affording them the degree of honor that is behoving of the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We start off with a saying of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made mention that the family, the love for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love for the family of beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is greater to me. I have more intense love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam than my own family. It shows that this great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarded the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be very dear to him, to very, very, very special to him. Whether it was the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sons passed away in infancy, whether it was the son-in-laws of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whether it was the cousins of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the uncles and aunts of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had very high regard for the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes mention in the Holy Quran, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the favor of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً. When at one stage you were enemies to one another. When Sahaba came to Madinah Munawwara, before the advent of Islam, the Aus and Khazraj, they were the Ansar, people of Medina. They were Arabs, yet they were fighting one another. They were a'da, Allah Ta'ala says, enemies to one another. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's barakat, through the barakat of brotherhood instilled in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this mu'akhat, mutual brotherhood, where the Sahaba came, Muhajirin came, and the Ansar looked after them, took care of their needs. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala brought unity amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْوَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And such was that brotherhood and that unity and that love, Allah Ta'ala brought about this form of brotherhood, that as do you people became brothers to one another. It shows from the Quran Kareem that Allah Ta'ala is endorsing, Allah is putting His stamp there regarding Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the stamp of approval, the stamp of unity, stamp of love for one another. We go further and we go into the marriage of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was very young when she was married to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha. It so happened, there is the version of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha where he wanted to get married. He wanted to approach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he was a bit shy to go ask the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam permission to get married into the family. It is no easy task. It is no easy task. However, he made mention to some of the Sahaba, and the Sahaba made mention it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam became pleased with this. However, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was not around when the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to perform this nikah, and he was not even aware that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is intending to hold the marriage ceremony. Today we will know even a couple of years beforehand, the wedding date, this date, the menu, and so many other things. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is in the masjid, calls Hazrat Zaid bin Haritha and another Sahabi, go and call the eminent Sahaba, the great Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the early Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Talha radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zubair, about 8 Sahaba, great Sahaba, go and call them, for I wish to make the nikah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to my daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Those Sahaba are present in the masjid, and they wait for Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to come back from one of his errands. Anyway, if it was some displeasure from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would not have announced it amongst the Sahaba. If the Sahaba had some objection against Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu marrying Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, then the Sahaba would have stopped it. There was no objection whatsoever. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu actually comes after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam performs the khutbah and the necessary arrangements are made. Well, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is marrying his own daughter off. There's no need for witnesses. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu comes, Sahaba congratulate him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asks him the question, do you accept Fatima radiallahu anha in your marriage? He says, I accept. And there and there the nikah is performed and completed and terminated. We go one step further. If any objections are labeled against our beloved mother of the believers, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, then look at how Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha conducted herself. She and Umme Salama radiallahu anha, both were the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They go and prepare the house of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu for the arrival of the new bride. Very, very simple. It might sound very astonishing to us today that how did these people, you know, go through this process of marriage, and what simple aspects of marriage. And that is why Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu, many of them married many times. It is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they married because it was so informal, so simple, so straightforward. Least amount of expenses, least amount of formalities. Hazrat Aisha and Hazrat Umm Salama radhiyallahu anha go to that house, and they bring sand from a certain place, smooth sand, so they could plaster the walls, make it look very nice, make it look presentable. They get a little hold of some household necessities, pillow, a duvet, and some refreshments as well, some khajur, some raisins, and water, sweet water. They find sweet water. In the time of Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu in Medina, there was no sweet water. There was nothing. It was the sacrifices of Usman radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu that he purchased the well of Ruma for approximately 20 to 25,000 dirhams in those days. It was a huge sum. And thereafter, he did not just take that well and then say, okay, let us sell the water and get a profit, but rather he made it open to the Muslim public. This sunnah this act of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu is practiced amongst many people around the world. They find opportunities to get into Sawab-e-Jariya, acts of Sawab-e-Jariya, acts that will assist them in the qabr, assist them in the akhirat. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha, they go themselves, they decorate that wedding house as best as they can. And for whom? for Hazrat Aisha, for Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. If there was some misunderstanding, if there was some infeeling, if there was some disunity amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, would they go and present themselves for khidmat, for opportunities of gaining thawab for one another? No. Sahaba had real love for them, for each other. And that love is again spelt out in the Quran Kareem, where Allah Ta'ala says, يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً, that they prefer one another's rights. They wish to fulfill one another's rights, even though they themselves are poverty stricken. Sahaba radiallahu anhu came to Makkah Mukarrama. They were extremely poor. Then it so happened that they had to stay in this Sahabi's house, that Sahaba's house, in order to get a plate of food, in order to get a meal for the day. Many Sahaba radiallahu anhum lived on the platform of Sufa, which was behind the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Approximately 60 to 70 Sahaba were residing there. At any given time, they were in dire poverty. And sometimes people used to come from outside Medina, outside travelers, people coming to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, accept Islam. And there was no place to stay. Sahaba had to take them away to their homes. So many incidents we hear that Sahaba had to take them to their homes, host them, even host one individual. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu should take few members. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should take few members. Then Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to host them. It so happened that this one Sahabi radiallahu anhu, when he came home, there was no food. Or there was so little food, it would suffice for that couple and the children. Immediate, very, very little food. Even the food was not even sufficient to cover up the family's needs and necessities. They would just have to eat a few morsels. However, the love that they had for one another, the regard that they had for one another, they took the Sahaba home and pretended as though they are eating in the darkness of the night, and made sure that the guests were fulfilled. They had their needs fulfilled. And thereafter they went hungry to bed. This was that love that Sahaba had, that they sacrificed everything for the sake of the next Muslim brother. And this is the sign of true iman. This is a sign that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had, that the level of the iman was such that they perfected the iman to a stage where they had the love of everybody else greater than their own family's love and liking. Another incident we learn from the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she's about to pass away, and she makes wasiyat that when I pass away, make sure that my qabr is covered with a sheet and a cloth. So that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha, she lived a life in this world with modesty, and she wanted that when she passes away from this world, that even her dead body will leave this world, would leave this worldly abode in a way of modesty as well. So she made a wasiyat that her janaza may be covered, and only immediate people may go into the grave and lower into the qabr. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha passed away. Who is that woman that gave the ghusl to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha? It was none other than Asma bint Umais, the wife of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had many wives. One of it was the Hazrat Umm Ruman, the mother of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Then Hazrat Asma bint Abi Bakr, another Asma, then the half sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. Hazrat Abu Bakr had another wife from there. And thereafter, this third wife Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had was Hazrat Asma bint Umais. Who is Hazrat Asma bint Umais? She is that wife of Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu, the cousin of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was martyred in Mu'tah. Hazrat Abu Bakr married off to look after Hazrat Asma, to look after the children of Hazrat Ja'far radiallahu anhu. This was this woman who went and gave ghusl to Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. In short, there are many, many incidents regarding the lives of Sahaba that they are intermarrying amongst the Ahle Bayt as well. Amongst the Sahaba, they have this desire to be amongst the relatives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to be the relatives of the Ahle Bayt. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Umar radiallahu anhu, later in life, he's the Khalifa of Hazrat Abu Bakr. He was the Khalifa after Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr, he gave his daughter in marriage to Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Umar gave his daughter Hazrat Hafsa radiallahu anha in marriage to Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, he is married to the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had this desire in his heart. How can I become from amongst the closer relatives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Therefore, he proposed to the daughter of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, who was very, very young. But as soon as she became of marriageable age, he proposed to Hazrat Umm Kulsum, the daughter of Hazrat Fatima and the daughter of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. And he made mention this fact. He says, I wish to have a relationship to the relatives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I wish to have this relationship to be very much more closer. To be much more closer. And he marries and he gets offspring from here and he becomes a proud person in terms of, Alhamdulillah, today I am now from amongst the close relatives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He goes and tells the Sahaba, congratulate me, congratulate me. Sahaba asks, what had happened? They say, I have married into the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So it comes even at the time when Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was missing during the time when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was made the Khalifa. It is so obvious that the son-in-law will feel grieved at the death and the demise of his father-in-law, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was not present in the masjid during the time when people were taking bath on the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But when Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu enters the masjid, Abu Bakr from the minbar asks, oh, cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look at how beautifully they addressed him. Oh, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh, the grandson of Rami sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Many, many times they use these terminologies, linking and showing that muhabbat and love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Do not cause fitna. Why is it that I do not see you stretching your hands out for bayat? Immediately, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu comes forward and says, there is no blame upon you, O Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Addresses him to him. And he comes forward and he takes bayat on the hands of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Furthermore, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu himself mentioned that Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, they will be the leaders of the middle-aged men in Jannat. They will be the leaders. And he also mentioned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked me and told me this. And he told me also, do not tell them this. Do not tell them this. This, after their demise, it will be okay if you mention it to them. So then the ummah may know their rank and their what level they have reached, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In short, Sahaba radiallahu anhum had very, very great respect and honor for one another. Our beloved brothers, there are many, many isms going about in the world. Shiaism and this ism and that ism. We must be very, very careful of the different ideologies that are propagated in the world. Under the banner of Islam, people say many things, they claim many things, they put forward many, many wrong claims, false claims, but these are all false. There are, in fact, literally hundreds and even thousands of incidents that can be spoken about the love and the respect of Sahaba radiallahu anhum had for the Ahle Bayt. And the love and respect also the Ahle Bayt, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, had for the Khulafai Rashideen, had for the even the lowest of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu mentions at the demise of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, when his janazah was being taken away, he weeps and he says, that so many times I have heard our beloved master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam make mention that I, Abu Bakr and Umar came. I, Abu Bakr and Umar came. I, Abu Bakr and Umar entered somewhere. And I, Abu Bakr and Umar left a certain place. With so much of respect and honor, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is remembering the incidents that happened during the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which shows us there was no bitterness. There was no this type of animosity amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, even after they passed away. There were no claims that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had grudges against each other. There was nothing. Even for the amongst the Khulafa'i Rashideen, at the time of appointing the Amirs, and at the time of appointing the Khulafa, after the demise of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he had appointed 6 great Sahaba. Eventually it came down to the choice between 2 Sahaba. Who were that? That was Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. However, Hazrat Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu comes forward and says, "O my Sahaba, let me decide who will be the 3rd Khalifa." He holds the hand of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and says, "Do not become upset if I choose you or do not choose you." Then he holds the hand of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and he says the same thing, "Do not be upset if I choose you or I do not choose you." Eventually he tells the Sahaba, "Take bayat on Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu's hands." Immediately all the Sahaba, including Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, they immediately rush forward and they take the bayat of allegiance to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. And there are many incidents that shows Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu stood by the side of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu to the extent that he commanded that his 2 sons, Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein, later on when Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, his house is sieged, that you go and protect, stand at the door of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, protect him from harm. Beloved brothers, the chapter of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu is another whole chapter on its own. The love that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for him, married his 2 daughters, but time does not permit. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to understand that having love for the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is part and parcel of our iman. Our iman is deficient if we have the slightest iota of hatred for the family of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to understand this, to implement this, to build our love for the Sahaba and the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. One important announcement is today between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock downstairs there will be a ladies program held regarding the Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu and the 2 wives of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, their legacy that they left behind for us to follow, to emulate, and to bring it into our lives practically. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ